Good evening, Rabbi Osai. Last night, we began a Shaila. Tonight, I want to do the other half. The Shaila is that I was asked yesterday, somebody in the community, for medical reasons, had to have a catheter inserted, which takes the liquid waste, straight from the bladder out to a pocket that's held on the outside of their body, and they're under their, tied onto their legs, or around the waist, or something like that. So last night we spoke about the fact that that would be permitted to be wearing tefillin while wearing the catheter. The other half of the shaila that I'd like to talk about tonight is what about davening? Davening, Kriya Shema, learning, brachos, all of those things. So there are no less than 12, 13, or 14 simanim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, that talk all about the kedusha that is necessary for Kriya Shema. It talks about if a person has to go to the bathroom or went to the bathroom, or there's dirt, or there's meraglayim, there's urine, or there's excrement, and similar to kol isha, and all the things of the kedusha that has to be pervasive in a person's environment when they say Kriya Shema, the 12 to 14 simanim, full simanim. The Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of the very first one points out that those 14 simanim that talk about the cleanliness that's necessary for Kriya Shema is not just for Kriya Shema. It's for all Divrei Torah, for all Tefillah. It just happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch writes it in Hilchas Kriya Shema, but this is a very wide-ranging Shaila. So again, back to this question, what about a person who has a bag of urine hanging? Perhaps is even might be coming out while he's saying Kriya Shema without him knowing, because it just sort of, whenever the bladder is filled, it just leaves through the tube, outside of the body. So the Shulchan Aruch has a siman that's called Shelo Likros Keneged Meraglayim. A person cannot recite Kriya Shema in the presence of urine, usser. So we'd stop there, right? More than that, even if there is no urine present, there's a separate halacha of an ovit. Ayin vav yud tes. An ovit is basically a waste. What do they call those pans? A bedpan. A bedpan, something that's specifically, even if it's nothing in it, but it's made to hold bodily waste. So that also, even if it's nothing, there's nothing in it, that also the presence of that container itself makes it prohibited to say Kriya Shema, say brachas, daven, learn Torah in that presence. So what's going to be the parameters of a catheter? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, like I quoted to you the name of the Siman, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Also the crows kenegem raglayim. Person cannot say Kriya Shema in the presence of urine until you pour a revius of water into it, and that solves the problem. Low, it doesn't matter if the liquid fell onto the floor, if it went into a kli. A revius of water will solve it. Without the revius of water, it should be a problem. So if we stop there, it sounds like it would be a problem, except for the fact that what? That this is not open, it's enclosed in a bag. So if we open up the Nishmas Avram, again, the one of the wonderful Sifrei Halacha on medical shailas. So on this sugya, he discusses the chola with a catheter, otherwise known as a catheter. And he quotes all the poskim, Tzitz Eliezer, Shlomo Zalman, the Gros Moshe, that a person can recite Kriya Shema and Tefillah and learn with the catheter and that pouch on their situated on themselves. The only thing is, they should perhaps cover it over. Even that might not be Mikar Hadin, because the fact that it's completely enclosed, and the way they manufacture Baruch Hashem, there should be no reyach ra, should be no smell, no bad smell that comes from it, hopefully. So if that's the case, if there's no smell coming from it and it's completely enclosed, it would not be considered as kori kriya shema kenegem meraglayim, as recite kriya shema in the presence of the waste, and therefore it would be permitted as long as it should be covered over, which is generally it is covered over. But what about that other component that we mentioned, the second part, that you're not allowed to say it even if there's, even without the presence of the waste, of it itself, the container itself could be a problem. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a wonderful svar. He says, nah, when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about this of it, this container, this receptacle that holds waste, this bedpan, That's talking about a real container, a real kli, as opposed to the pouches that are worn are disposable. And therefore, since it's disposable, so we're not worried about the presence of the urine because it's closed in this container. The container itself doesn't have a din of a container of waste because it's disposable, and therefore it doesn't have the stringencies of this ovit, shomer aglaim, of the container, the receptacle that would be problematic because it's disposable. Rav Neuwirth adds an additional svara that at least the tube that carries the liquid into that pouch has another reason why it should be okay, because it's not a receptacle, it's only a transportating tube. It's just bringing the liquid to the eventual place where it will be situated. It's not made to hold the liquid there. So the tube itself should be even more lenient. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman Svara is that very fascinating Svara of the disposable component, and therefore this pouch will not have the din of an ovit, and therefore Halacha L'Maaseh, all the poskim do conclude that it is permitted for the individual wearing catheter to yes to daven, yes to learn, yes to say brachos, and as we concluded yesterday, even yes to wear tefillin while wearing this catheter. All of Klal Yisrael should be healthy.